Welcome back to I'm Live. My name's Charles de Toy, and this is the part of the program that we devote to tech, right? But I've got two things that I want to mention this evening, and I can't say it's exciting. The better way to probably put it is that we're addressing the elephant in the room, right? We're addressing the elephant in the room. So there's a town in the United Kingdom, which is obviously in the British Isles, that it's called St. Albans, and St. Albans is enforcing a law now that bans children from the age of 14 and younger to use smartphones. So there's a ban on, if you're 14 and younger, you're not allowed to own a smartphone or use a smartphone, and it will be illegal for parents to give you one and to let you use one. Sounds strange. I absolutely love it. I think it's one of the coolest things that you can do, because this leads to the second thing that I want to address, and then I'll speak about my conclusion. Okay, so the second thing that I want to address is that new studies have shown that kids, it's remarkable how it's the same number, kids 16 and younger can only spend 14 minutes concentrating on studying and doing homework before being interrupted by their cell phones or using their cell phones to check something. 14 minutes. What does that mean? It means you're not even finishing an entire episode of some series before you check your phone again, right? Now, we can sit, and now I've seen this happening, and it happens also every so often, and it's not a good thing. We switch on the TV. You want to watch your favorite series, whatever that might be, right? You watch it, you hear your phone ting, you pick up your phone. Now all of a sudden your brain is focusing on these two screens, right? So what this study has found is that we concentrate for 14 minutes at study level, homework level, whatever, then we use our phones. Meaning, and then it comes back to the first study, why St. Albans is banning the use of smartphones. Young people today cannot concentrate. We can't concentrate because we use our phones constantly. You're constantly on your cell phone. When you struggle, you need to Google something. When you're trying to be productive, your friend sends you a funny message, whatever the case might be. So you're constantly being distracted by your cell phone, which leads to the fact that we can't put away our cell phones and we can't focus on the task at hand, which is something that is a great concern to me, because I need to employ young people. You need to understand that most people my age, we're in an age group now where we need to start being employing young people. And if they can't concentrate, they can't do what I want them to do, and they won't be able to achieve the task that they want to achieve. Now listen, I need to put this out there, right? Being on your smartphone is not something that you need to achieve. It's not a task that you should be good at. I would much rather employ someone that's not good with cell phones and good with some physical ability, good with woodwork or welding or good at fixing cars, whatever the case might be, good at drawing up curriculums, than someone that's good with Snapchat and Facebook. This is not something to esteem to. Esteeming to be good on a cell phone, esteeming to be always connected, is not a good thing. We can see this by these recent studies. Now, the websites that I've mentioned, or the two newspapers that I've mentioned, or news articles rather, the first one, St. Albans, these are not published on some back alley newspapers. It's decent studies. I think the one was done by the Scientific American Journal, and the other one is by some British study. I can't remember. Cambridge University? Might be Cambridge University. These are esteemed universities saying, listen guys, we are damaging ourselves, put away your cell phone.